Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 102. We're looking at 102A3. Rabba said, in response to talking about explaining respective positions, especially in regards to writing letters, Rabba said he is exempt even according to Rabban Gamliel, who says in regard to writing two letters that there is no awareness for half a measure. And for it is only there in the case of writing that he says this, since when the measure required for liability is completed, it is completed inadvertently. But here, where the required measure of four amos is completed deliberately, he would not say so. Rather, he would exempt him based on the person's awareness at the time the measure is completed. A lot of times we do things that are advertent. A lot of times we do things that are inadvertent. A lot of times we don't even know what our awareness is at the time of a different action, at the time that we're doing different activity. But we should keep in mind, we should remember, and we should think, and we should reflect when we're involved in different actions, when we're involved in different activities, when we're involved in different tasks throughout our days and throughout our weeks of the years of our life, we should make sure to put the proper actions, the proper advertencies, and the proper mindset when involved in different things. We want to make sure we have a proper awareness of what we're doing. If we're involved in a mitzvah, then be present in the mitzvah. Be fully aware and fully advertent of your mindset involved in the mitzvah. How sad would it be to do a wonderful mitzvah of delivering food to people or food packing or doing charity runs or clothing drives and your mind is elsewhere? Your mind is totally on something else. My taxes that are due next week. Oh man, what am I going to get for my shopping list? What am I going to get for Shabbos this week? Gotta be present in the moment, especially when relating to a mitzvah or something involved in chesed, because it would be a total waste. It would be a total sad element to totally miss out on being present in the mitzvah when you're not actually partaking of that mitzvah. So keep mindfulness to whatever action you're doing. And of course, if you happen to stumble and you happen to fall around and you inadvertently speak Lashon Hara, whatever, make sure that you're doing it inadvertently. Make sure that you're not purposefully doing something wrong. But of course, if we slip up, we slip up. It's inadvertent. But when we're involved in things, when we're doing mitzvahs, we're doing chesed, we're doing things to make the world a better place, make sure to be present. Be in the moment, be involved, because it would be such a waste, such a chaval al azman, as they say in Hebrew, that you would totally lose out on the opportunity. If you're driving people around, you're delivering things for Batei Mitzvah, like we did the past couple of weeks, and how sad would it be not to be present in the moment, not to be involved in the mitzvah. If you're making kiddush for someone and you're thinking about the sports games from last week, you're not really involved in Shabbos, you're missing out on the moment. All we have right now is the moment at hand. We can't dwell on the past, we can't worry about the future, but we could only be present in the moment. And how awesome it would be if we're always mindful of that, especially when involved in tefillah, especially when involved in learning, especially when involved in doing mitzvahs and doing chesed to make the world a better place. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 103 here on the Audio DDD with Rebbe T.